Unit 3, Lessons 5 and 6, Exercises 4A, 4B. Susie.
Parents put a promise in a meal. They make it as an act of love and giving, but the kids don't interpret it as that at all. They just want to get the fuel in and go. It's a moment which leaves both kids and parents irritated. I think it's worth bringing the family together, but doing it at meals creates fantastic tension.
Roger.
I have both negative and positive memories of the family meal. It used to be a central part of a child's education, a chance to engage in a conversation with parents without the child understanding all that was spoken of. Life for a child is easy if he can avoid adults altogether. And at a family meal, he can't.
Nick.
I was very fortunate to eat a meal with my family at least 5 times a week. And I remember having political arguments with them across the table, age 15. There should be a minister for food to ensure that children grow up aware of cooking. Some kids don't even know where chips come from.
Belle.
My children have never been allowed to eat in front of the television, and if I say dinner's at 8 p.m, they will be there without a peep. I'm a child of the 50s. We lived in a flat in Liverpool and gathered round the table every night. We didn't have television. Good food and good conversation matter. Solitary eating is depressing.